USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is declaring a state of emergency in Sonoma and Los Angeles counties due to the raging wildfires. The governor says the state has never had more equipment to fight wildfires and is bringing in even more today.
We'll be bringing in 747 into the area for exclusive use in the state of California. You'll see that aircraft in the very near future, meaning in the next number of hours.
President Trump says China wants to make a trade deal very badly. The president, speaking to reporters before leaving for South Carolina on Friday, says a lot of good things are happening with China. Both sides are said to be close to finalizing some parts of the agreement. The UAW is returning to work after a nationwide strike against General Motors. UAW members gave final approval today to a new four-year contract. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The CDC reports an increase in the number of deaths and injuries associated with e-cigarette use. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Dr. Ann Shookit of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention gives us the latest update.
CDC has received reports of 1,604 lung injury cases associated with the use of e-cigarette or vaping products. These injury reports come from 49 states, the District of Columbia, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. 34 deaths have been confirmed in 24 states.
This week's numbers reflect an increase of 125 cases of lung injuries associated with vaping.
Cal Fire officials say the tick fire in northern Los Angeles County is continuing to grow. At last count, it has already charred 4,300 acres and is only 5% contained. So far, 50,000 people have had to leave their homes due to the fire, and other structures are also in danger. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, perhaps gave the staunchest defense of American lives in his entire career during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing earlier this week. Now, the videos went viral. This begins by Senator Cruz asking Immigration and Customs Enforcement Acting Executive Associate Director Timothy Robbins a series of questions.
Are sanctuary cities releasing violent murderers?
Yes.
Are sanctuary cities releasing rapists?
Yes.
Are sanctuary cities releasing people who have committed child molestation?
Yes.
Are sanctuary cities releasing people who are guilty of domestic violence?
Yes.
Are they releasing people who have committed drunk driving offenses?
Yes.
When I listen to Democratic colleagues say, well, no, this is all about some grandmother in Chicago. No, this is not about a grandmother in Chicago. I've talked to too many Texans and too many people across this country who've lost their children in murders from illegal aliens who were in jail until Democratic politicians released them, violent criminals, into our community. And it is wrong to play these political games releasing murderers. This committee heard testimony from Kate Steinle's family. Kate Steinle was a beautiful 28-year-old California woman who was murdered on a pier in Northern California by an illegal alien who had been in and out of prison over and over and over again, and had been deported over and over and over again, and our revolving door system kept letting him go.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.